Welcome to the Natural Healthcare Show. If you struggle with weight or belly fat, have metabolism issues, or find it hard to fall asleep, but are always tired, Dr. Brian Foley is here to lead you on a path to better health through a natural approach to healthcare. If you would like to talk to Dr. Brian Foley, give us a call at 615-737-9986. Now, here's your hosts for today's show, Dr. Brian Foley.
Welcome back, listeners. This is Dr. Brian Foley, your alternative doctor. It's always strange that natural has to be alternative nowadays, but that's the way it is. I'm your alternative doctor or your natural healthcare doctor. If you're new to the show, welcome. And you may or may not know, I know a lot of listeners that we have listen all the time, hear me say this all the time. I've been in the healthcare field for 28 years. The last 12 years has been 100% nutrition in my office. 100% nutrition. That's how I found out you get people well. There's other great things that you can do, but to really get down and handle a person that has a true health problem, they have to have genuine replacement parts. And these genuine replacement parts are nutrition, whole food nutrition. Yes, it does come in a pill form or a capsule form. It's concentrated. But it's real food, something that we're not getting out there anymore. What we have is fake food. This is processed food. They've taken all the nutrition out of it. You got to remember these food companies are not there to keep us healthy. They're there to sell products, and that's what they're selling, products. And if they think that they can sell products by putting sugar in there because sugar is addictive, it's as addictive as cocaine, then guess what? If they can sell more products because it tastes sweet, then that's what they're going to do. They don't care about your health. You have to care about your health. You're the only one that's going to be able to do that. All right. So here's another what we call improvement report. This is somebody that came to my workshop. They liked what they heard. They decided to do an evaluation. I was able to help them. And this is what they said when they started to improve. It says, getting back to normal. What was it like before you came to see us? And that would be me. What was it like before you came to see me? I was not sleeping good at all. Even when I was sleeping, when I woke up, I did not feel rested. I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that. My energy level was horrible. I felt like doing nothing. I could understand that. What we try and do at my office is our goal is to get everybody to sleep through 7 hours. If we can get you to sleeping through 7 hours, that's when your body heals, repairs, rejuvenates, and that's when you burn fat at nighttime, not during the day. 98% of all your fat is burned at nighttime. I'm going to emphasize that because we're talking about visceral fat. So 98% of it is at nighttime. If we can't get you sleeping, you're not going to burn fat. So this person, even when they woke up and went right back to bed, they still felt terrible in the morning when they started their day. Well, how is it now? I now have so much energy, I can get all things done. My sleep has improved, even if I have to get up to go to the bathroom. I can fall asleep right away. This is my sixth visit, and I cannot wait to see what else what else happens as I go through this program. Yes, that's her sixth visit, and she's doing great. We still got some work to do because she's still getting up and going to the bathroom. You should be able to sleep straight through for at least 7 hours. Now, a lot of people say, well, I need 8 hours sleep, and that's fine. You need 8 hours sleep. You can have 8 hours sleep. But my goal is to get you to sleep 7 hours. Many studies show that we don't need 8 hours sleep. We need 7 hours sleep, and we need to sleep straight through. I had a lady come in. She was up every 45 minutes, having to get up and go to the bathroom every 45 minutes. This went on for years and years. It took us 9 months to get her to sleep 7 hours straight through. It's the best sleep she ever had. That is one of our goals. It's kind of one of our unspoken goals. If somebody comes in and they're not doing well, they might want to get rid of some aches and pains, some high blood pressure, high cholesterol. But I know in the long run, we're going to have to get them sleeping 7 hours straight through. They want to sleep an extra hour, that's fine. They can sleep 8, but I got to get them through 7 hours because that's where your body heals, repairs, rejuvenates, and you burn fat when you're sleeping. Now, we are talking about fat. We're talking about visceral fat, and I've got a little video if you'd like to watch it on why you can't lose weight. And now here's how you get to this video. You go to your text messages. That's text messages in the phone number area. You put 4-4-2-2-2. That's 4-4-2-2-2. 4-4-2-2-2. And then in the message area, put lost it. L-O-S-I-T. I'm sorry, let me give you that again. You're going to put in the message area, L-O-S-E-I-T. L-O-S-E-I-T. A friend of mine is going to send you a video. His name is Dr. Pompa. He is a great guy, and he put this video together, and it tells exactly what we do in our office on getting you to lose weight. Even if you can't lose weight, even if you've tried and tried to lose weight, there is a way to get you to lose weight, and we'll have to do that, and we do that on a cellular level. There's something stopping you from losing your weight. So if you want to get that video, it's just a short, maybe 10 minutes or less video, go to your text, put in the phone number area, 44222, and lose it, L-O-S-E-I-T, in the message area, L-O-S-E-I-T. It's all one word, no spaces, lose it. And you'll receive that video in about 2 seconds. All right, so we were talking about the visceral fat before the break, and we were talking about Japanese sumo wrestlers, of all things. You'd think they would be the most unhealthiest people in the world. They're consuming over 5,000 calories a day. Now, we don't go by calories in my office. Calories show you absolutely nothing. Let's say that you were, for example, you were eating 300 calories in a salad, or you ate 300 calories in a Snickers bar. Well, that's 300 calories each. If you're just looking at the calories, it doesn't tell you anything about the quality of the food. So we don't go by calories. But these sumo wrestlers were eating upwards of 5,000 calories per day. And guess what they found? They found they have lower cholesterol. They have low insulin. That's your blood sugar. That's what controls your blood sugar. And they have low levels of triglycerides. That's because all the fat is stored under the skin, subcutaneous is what that is. And someone who appears thin on the outside yet doesn't exercise nearly as much as a sumo wrestler may be at risk of a host of health problems because of their fat is being stored on the inside, in and around the glands and organs. And that's your visceral fat. And when we do an evaluation at my office, we do a functional evaluation. There's a way to measure that. I told you last hour how we do that. But you measure that to see how much visceral fat a person actually has. It's particularly true of men who have a slim build but who do little or no exercise. We now know that about 40% of people have fat infiltration of the liver. 40% of the population, at least in America, has fat going through their liver. That's a chronic liver problem. Our liver is working overtime. There's all kinds of things that come in through that liver. So if you, everything you eat, obviously, everything you drink goes through that liver. Everything you breathe in goes through that liver. And everything you put on your skin goes through that liver. There's 120,000 different chemicals that are on our foods that don't even have to be put on the label. Our liver is working overtime just to try and keep us healthy. Most Americans are walking around with a congested liver. It's filling up with sludge, functionally congested, I should say. So 40% of the population has this fat going through the liver, which is linked to many different types of health problems. You know, they used to think of fat as like sacks of lard. They didn't think that fat did much, but just sit there. Well, it actually turns out that they end up being very talented, very versatile, and very important players in your health. Fat cells do. Fat cells not only produce chemicals and hormones on their own, but they also send out signals that affect everything from our brain to our liver to our muscles to the immune system to our mood and our ability to reproduce. That's all coming from your fat cells. Well, what else is in fat cells? Toxins. Toxins are attracted to fat cells. That's where they're stored. You could think of some fat cells like sponges. We're exposed to about 2 million toxins a day. There's 20,000, let me give you that again. There's 2,000 new chemicals made every year. 2,000 new chemicals made every year. We're exposed to all kinds of health issues. Not only that, we got all the heavy metals and those kind of things. And where do they go? They're stored in the fat of the body. Where's a lot of fat at? Well, there's a lot of fat in the brain. Your brain is about 60 to 80% fat. It's made up of cholesterol. And you thought cholesterol was bad, right? Every cell in your body, the membrane of every cell in your body is fat. That's a fat membrane. These membranes are these cells. They have receptor sites. Receptor sites are where like things like vitamins and hormones have to attach to deliver their messages into the cell. Well, where the hormones and vitamins attach on the receptor sites, they have fat pads on there. They call them islands. They're fat islands, and those get accumulated with toxins. So let's say that for insulin, for example, a lot of people, they have a blood sugar problem. It's not because they're not making enough insulin. There's plenty of insulin in there. If you took a blood test and checked their insulin, it would be normal or it might even be high. The problem is that the fat pads on the cells can't get the message from the insulin. They can't attach to it because of toxins in the body. And a lot of these things are coming from the food you're eating. They're coming from amalgam fillings. They're coming from drinking out of aluminum cans. Antiperspirants have aluminum in there. These are different sources of toxins or heavy metals that are coming into your body. Cadmium. Cadmium is a heavy metal that is in those old piping. If you've ever lived in a house that was made in the 60s, it had that old galvanized piping in there. Well, if you drank out of the tap water, you were getting cadmium in there. That's a heavy metal. Those are all dangerous. Lead, we know that it was in paint. Lead's still around. Luckily, they don't put it in paint anymore. Arsenic, these are things that I find in people all the time. Arsenic used to be used as a wood preservative. They put it in the wood preservative. It keeps the bugs out, but it also gets into your feet. When you make a deck out of that wood and you're walking on it with bare feet, it's coming up into the body through your feet. So these are different ways that we get toxins in our body. Then they attach to the fat cells, and then we're in big problem. So we'll talk a little bit about what we need to do to get rid of this visceral fat and get rid of the toxins that are attached to it. And we'll do that after the break.